From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Now on Q News, especially for our VK4 listeners, an update on this year's WIA conference. The WIA annual conference will be held in Hobart, Tasmania over the 8th to the 10th of May 2020, and registrations are open and selling fast. On the Saturday afternoon, we have a fantastic range of presentations organised to showcase our conference theme, which is Antarctic Gateway. Following lunch, we have two streams set up, which can loosely be categorised as Antarctic and Radio. In the Antarctic stream, we have confirmed the following presenters. We begin with Rex Moncur, VK7MO, who will talk about his period as the Director of the Australian Antarctic Division between 1988 and 1999. Dr. Andrew Klekachuk from the Australian Antarctic Division will take the audience through some history and the past and present atmospheric studies being conducted in Antarctica by the AAD. Dr. Roland Waltz, who is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer with the AAD, will outline what is involved with polar medicine in Antarctica. And Petey Yates, VK7PY, and Kim Briggs, VK7KB, will provide an Antarctic communications review entitled From Mawson to Satellites, which will look at the different radio technologies used in Antarctica over the last 100 years. Brian Roussette, formerly a radio amateur, will be providing recollections of Antarctic amateurs in 1968. And finally in this stream, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, will present his time at Casey Station in 1970, where he operated AX0GR. In the radio stream, we have the following presentations confirmed. We've got Steve Adler, VK5SFA, who will be presenting on his D-Expedition 4-square DX antenna systems and may even include some info about his amazing transmitting magnetic loop antennas. David Minchin, VK5KK, Tim Dixon, VK5ZT, and Ian Crawford, VK5ZD, will present a presentation on the second Epic VK microwave tour and the involvement of some of the European amateurs who came along for the ride. David Minchin, VK5KK, again will provide an update on the amazing 122 GHz transverter, which uses a 122 GHz radar chip. Jamie Campbell, VK2YCJ, with his continuing experiments on the Kiwi SDR and the noise and interference reduction. And finishing off the radio stream will be Phil Thompson, VK7SS, who runs a very successful company, Navaris, that makes lightning protection systems and installs them all over the world. And a quick reminder of the fantastic deal from the Spirit of Tasmania with discounted fares and accommodation on the ship for the 2 weeks before and after the conference weekend. We have also been given permission to operate 6, 2 and 70 centimetre handhelds maritime mobile on the Spirit for this period as well. This is a unique opportunity to operate maritime mobile on your travels. We finish off today with a reminder that we have negotiated a great deal with the conference venue Best Western Hobart with $149 per night room rates. Check with the WIA website to see what to do to take advantage of this discounted rate. 73s and Happy New Year from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, on behalf of the WIA 2020 Conference Organising Committee.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hi, this is Ed, DD5LP, with some news on the Wyong Field Day, especially for you, the VK4 listeners to Q News. I now have the current lists of talks that will be presented at this year's Wyong Field Day. Richard Collins will describe the collapse of the giants of the Australian electronics industry, the reasons for their failure, and the way forward, with examples of current successes. Ray Robinson, VK2NO, from Tube Radio, needs no introduction and will give another stimulating explanation and demonstration of historic and interesting equipment of days gone by. Brian Clark, VK2GCE, will explain transmission lines and terminations, usually related to antenna, and may explode some myths, showing us how to get those extra S-points. Rakesh Panvar from the Australian Government's Bureau of Meteorology Space Weather Service will provide a practical guide to their website. This is a must for all serious HF operators and DX chasers. And last but not least, as every year, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH and the Weak Signal Group will convene to discuss their VHF and UHF and UP activities along with associated topical and emergent issues in their area of the hobby. For the most up-to-date information about the Field Day, please visit fieldday.org.au on the web and click on the Wyong Field Day button. Until next week, this was Ed Durant, VK2JI, for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, 73.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Have you worked someone on a mountaintop or in a conservation park? What do you know of these activities? Come along to the community meeting rooms at the Toowoomba Library and hear John Kirk, VK4TJ, give a comparison of summits on the air and world wildlife, flora and fauna from a VK perspective. See you there at 7 p.m. on Monday, 20th January. Access to the car park is from Victoria Street. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club, Inc.
Across Australia, across the world, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the WIA news transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater from 9 a.m. local time every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tark Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Isn't it wonderful when things come back to normal? The great Christmas choke point has been cleared from the postal services and mail is being delivered surprisingly fast. I ordered a tool from a Chinese vendor on a notable auction site and 9 days later it was in my hands. I ordered a couple of capacitors from a Brisbane-based supplier on Sunday and they arrived on Wednesday. Let's hope that this is the new future for mail deliveries in 2020. During the week I was trying to keep abreast of the amateur radio posts on a social media platform, and I read some interesting comments following a news release from the WIA president, Greg, VK2GPK, concerning the assistance being given by amateurs in the bushfire relief efforts. As you would expect, the topic of Wison was central to the posts, and in some ways it seemed to heighten my concern over the visibility of this body or bodies from the public view. One correspondent was maybe playing devil's advocate in questioning the need for amateurs in the professionalised world of disaster management. The very point that the amateur service can rapidly deploy, and has apparently, to provide communications when all else fails, as it has done during this fire season. This point was made by another person. However, in clarifying the situation about Wison as a body in New South Wales, it was pointed out that it is not part of the WIA and is in an almost Masonic twist. It was suggested that unless one was involved in the deployments, you would be unaware. I know that Wison in Queensland operates differently and seems to be a loose collection of bodies that operate under the banner of the Wison name, with some affiliation to the Wireless Institute. Other states have different arrangements still. The point that I tried to make in a recent segment was that as amateur radio involvement in public service is hardly ever featured in our news or publicity, it is a bit like the past tourism slogan, Wison, where the bloody hell are you? It never ceases to amaze me that people have the time to explain and argue points on social media, but are incapable of sending that same material for publication. There used to be a popular saying, "Don't hide your light under a bushel." All it meant was, if you have something good to show the world, don't hide it. Now, I happen to believe that volunteers should be recognised for their services, and the bodies that they represent should be publicised. When it reflects well on part of the hobby, it reflects well on us all. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hi, I'm Ed, VK2JI. I'd like to explain very briefly what a podcast is and how we can use them. It's great to hear Q News over the local repeater, but what if you're out of range on Sunday, or you're living abroad for a while? Yes, you might be able to connect into a repeater via Echolink or tune a remote receiver, but in both cases, you have to be around at the same time as the broadcast is being sent. Podcasts are a way of you getting the broadcast sent automatically to your smartphone or tablet or PC for free so that it's there when you are ready to listen to it, even when later you have no internet connection. Why am I telling you about podcasts on Q News? Well, as of last weekend's show, Q News is now available as one of these podcasts. If you have an Apple iPhone or iPad, you already have the program, or app as they're called on mobile devices, which you need, as Q News is published to the Apple podcast site, which you may know as iTunes. Simply search for Q News. If you have an Android smartphone or tablet, there are a lot of apps that you can use. One very easy one that even saves you having to search for podcasts about amateur radio, as it lists all of the major ones in the app, including soon Q News, is called Ham Radio Podcasts, and comes in both a free, with adverts, version and a paid version. Another advantage of podcasts is that they tend to be published a couple of days before the content is broadcast over the repeaters, so you can be ahead of the curve with your mates, telling them the news before they hear it themselves. Hey, it's all good fun and just another way to listen to your Q News. 73.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.